Guys, the Miami Heat have a great deal going on for next Tuesday's game against Detroit. It's a player meet and greet.
Oh, yeah.
$65, and you get yourself a ticket to the game, followed by a post-game meet and greet. If you guys want more information on this awesome deal, go to heat.com/meet and greet. That's heat.com/meet and greet. That's a cool idea. It's a cool idea to get people out there at the game, go meet some of the heaters.
I mean, for $65, you get a seat, and you get to go meet a player after the game.
Who would you want to meet?
Kendrick Nunn, my boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's my boy.
Who would you want to meet, Leroy, in a meet and greet on this Heat team?
He's already met Udonis Haslem.
Is this what Deion's going to be doing? Is he going to be at the meet and greet? Is like that his gig now? He's meet and greet guy?
I think his tummy will be hurting that night.
Yeah, I would guess.
They're not going to let him meet and greet.
No, you meet, but it won't be greet. Meet and bitch and moan, if you want to go see one of those.
No, maybe we could.
Want to go to the old meet and bitch and moan?
Meet and take a seat.
What if we send like
oh,
a.
No, UD got that on lock.
What if we send like a.
Minus one.
Yo, wait! Hey! Mm-mm. Heat!
Nope, disrespectful.
Minus
You're
a
disrespectful bastard.
No, I'm not. Man, what? Y'all, if y'all even knew how much I love UD.
You don't.
I do.
You don't, though. You
I
don't.
Do.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
What if we do this? Can we set up a ringer, like a child, and the child tries to give words of inspiration to Deion Waiters? Like,
we have two of them right here.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking
you
about?
Guys could go.
What?
Well, I'm Heat culture. I'm not going to be able to pull off that move.
Can like, Deion flip the switch?
I don't know.
That's what got him in trouble.
He thinks that he can flip the switch.
Right.
No. It's hard. Like, for example, I would say when I played, I didn't practice like I played. And for some coaches, that was hard. I'm like, man, I can't run that hard in practice and in games. Mm. Like, it hurts.
Yeah, but he's not banished for practice. He's right. Banished for being a pain in the ass during a game.
Like, in all fairness, you sometimes having a couple of guys like that on your team is what motivates them to play. But I will say this. This is where Deion goes wrong. Because I'm a firm believer that when Spo says you have to make me play you or make it tough, the only way you can do that is by getting on the floor, getting on the court. And so he should do everything he can to get his moment, then show out when he gets that moment and make it hard for Spo to keep him on the bench.
Speaking of playing hard, the Blazers lost last night. Hassan Whiteside.
Oh, boy.
He had a rough one, especially in the first half. And they got to halftime. And Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley did not exactly give glowing reviews.
Hey, Chuck, he's a knucklehead.
No. Chuck is the one who said knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
You're a knucklehead.
Oh, Shaq is a mumbler.
He goes, oh, you shut up, Chuck. It's 1-2-1. No, you know, 1-2-1, go 1-2-3. Although they were friends last night.
Yeah, they were on the same page last night.
That might be the funniest thing I've ever seen on TV.
Don't
Shaq
mess.
Get mad because they skipped over him. Like,
well, they're BFFs now because they were
they piloted on.
No, they were bonding over making fun of fat women and eating churros, and Chuck was doing the churro eating motion, and that made Shaquille O'Neal laugh because he's 4 years old.
Like Shaq wanted me to talk about all them big old women and show them. Oh, they got some big ones down there. Eating them churros like this.
I'm telling you.
They be eating them churros. I mean,
what they be doing with the churros, Chuck?
Hey, Shaq, remember they started a diet down there.
Do it slower, Chuck. Do it slower.
Slim slow.
That's what you miss the most about them.
Hey, do it slower, Chuck. Hey, Victoria's a Secret down there. That's how they came with that name. They got them big-ass bloomers down in San Antonio.
Nobody can get away with that other than Shaquille O'Neal Charles Bloomer. He's out there. He's asking Chuck to go slowly on the churro.
Wait. Like, they do a basketball show, and they are so far for basketball conversations.
Oh, man, that's great. But they did go in on Hassan Whiteside last night. Here's Shaquille O'Neal. This was his advice to Hassan Whiteside after a rough first half where I believe he was 5 of 15 from the floor.
He took 15.
If this is your contract year, ball out. Play with effort. Play. Whiteside, this is contract year. I'd be sticking up for him all the time. Me and Chuck, we all had these arguments, but tonight he's playing with no effort.
At least he's consistent.
If this is my contract year, and they're handing out $250, $300 million, what you think I'm going to do, Kenny? Ball out. This guy is the biggest guy out here.
On the floor
right not now. Playing with effort, shooting a fadeaway jump hook right here. Don't block this shot, and then you let a dude hit you with a George Mikan move. Are you kidding me? I don't care who he is. That's a George Mikan move. Yeah. Right here, Damon hooking you up, threw you alive, and what do? You travel on a play. Whiteside got to pick it up if he's trying to get new money, because last time he played under contract gear.
That's close.
Is that closer to 40?
Last time he was playing under contract, he had a great year. He got a lot of money, and Chuck seems to think ever since he got the new money, he's not really playing anymore. I don't feel that way. I would like to see more effort out of Hassan Whiteside. What?
Now, then they go to Kenny, and Kenny had a question about Hassan Whiteside, to which Chuck revealed the answer.
Do you think he knows what his strengths are?
Yeah, going to the bank twice a month.
No, listen.
That's his strength. No, going to the bank twice a month, stealing money. Let me tell you something, Kenny.
Going to the bank twice a month and stealing money.
That's his strength.
You know what they call those guys? Payroll bandits.
Damn.
Stick them up.
Do you want to hear Hassan Whiteside's reaction to these call-outs?
Wait, you mean they got to him?
Oh, yeah, this was halftime.
They got to him right after the game?
Oh, yeah.
But that needed to be asked.
Had to be.
He was getting ripped on national television.
Here's Hassan Whiteside on Shaquille O'Neal. He feels that this is a result of the Dame Lillard rap battle.
I expect Shaq to diss. Dame killed him in a rap battle. We ain't going to hear anything positive from Shaq ever again. And Charles Barkley gonna pretty much go along with it. So, but you know, it's the Tellers who have. You know, they had a bad first half. You know, I got two early fouls, had two turnovers. I might have had six rebounds. It was a tough first half. I'm not perfect. I had really good first halves, really bad second halves. I just happened to have a really good second half this time. But, we lost by, we ended up losing at the end.
I think part of it, too, is you're a guy who wears your emotions on your sleeves. So if it's like you got two quick fouls, you're like.
Yeah. Where's the sourpuss on his sleeve?
Let's.
Deep breaths.
Them talking about his bad play.
Yeah.
Had to do with a damn rap battle.
That's right.
Okay.
So he knows that it's a. They're going into it with biased
eyes. And so that's why they were negative on his performance.
Correct.
Right?
I mean, obviously.
I can't.
Do you want to hear about his effort level? How he feels like nobody can question his effort level? Here's more of Hassan Whiteside.
I mean, you can't average a double-double not giving effort. You know, you can't go out there and get all them rebounds not giving effort. You know, I would love to tell them to go try it.
Hold on.
That's Shaquille O'Neal.
And Charles Barkley. Two Hall of Famers.
They're so good.
Charles Barkley did it and he was 4'8".
They're so much better at basketball than you.
Oh my goodness. This is why he told
two Hall of Famers to go try it.
Here's the problem.
He didn't say that to us. He said that to them.
Here's the problem. The problem is the one thing that I will say about Hassan that really, really bothers me. He's the only athlete I know that knows all of his stats before the sheet comes out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got it.
Like, do you understand how ridiculous that is? Right? Go play any interview of anybody that's playing a professional sport right after a game and ask them about what their numbers were.
Do you know if I took out Shaq's Cleveland and Boston years, because nobody counts those. He for his career averaged 25-11 for his career.
What about Barkley?
I'll find out. Hit the headline.
Barkley was probably 20-10.
This is WAXYAM somewhere in there. South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Isn't this just delightful? Like, this team, so much better. You don't have to deal with that.
Oh, you kind of do. You got Deion.
You know what you're dealing with?
Jimmy, yeah, but he's got a tummy ache.
Jimmy Buckets with 30 points in the first half last night. Heat beating the Suns 124-108. Gogi, 25 points.
Charles Barkley for his career, 22-12.
By the way,
22-12.
I didn't see
so
the
he
game.
Averaged more rebounds than Shaq.
That's right.
Could you guys tell from the highlights which team was the Blazers and which team was the Clippers last night?
Yeah, the Clippers had these goofy jerseys.
Buffalo Braves uniforms.
Nah, I didn't like that.
And they had the same black and red stripe that Portland has in their jerseys.
Yeah, I was super confused, Robbie. I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't know, man. At least, I guess.
Wait, whoa. Let's back up.
What?
He asked two guys.
Yes.
That average over 20-10
mm-hmm.
to try it.
Yep.
What is the Suns' average?
First
career average. Yeah.
I mean, he made.
No. Let's let facts talk.
Let's see. Basketball Reference.
Let's let.
Hassan Whiteside for his career is 13-11.
He's.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Hey, anyways.
Try it, though.
They should really try it.
Try it. Try it.
I can't wait until next Thursday.
I just don't know what to say.
I can't wait till next Thursday.
I just don't know what
Because you
say.
Know they going to say something.
I just don't know Because
between
to say.
Shaq and you think Hassan got some petty, Shaq is the ultimate petty guy.
Oh, yeah.
So you know they going to kick off the show.
I saw yesterday that a tweet from somebody, I think, who covers the Blazers. Where they said Damian Lillard, I've never seen him yell at anybody, any of his teammates on the court until now.
Oh, it's just starting.
Yeah.
It's early. It's November.
Wait till he just throw up his hands.
All right, let's get back to it. So the Heat won last night. They're back in action tonight. It's back-to-back action. We get the Lakers tonight, boys. 10:30 p.m. is your tip. 9:30, Zaz and Tommy Tighe have the JetBlue Vacations pregame show right here on your flagship station for the Miami Heat, AM 790 FM 104.3 HG2 The Ticket.
You're going to need to skip this town hall meeting and catch me a little pregame nappy poo.
No, you got to come to the meeting.
Nah, let them know. Come on, why do I got to go? Just
because we need representation, and I'm not allowed to say anything.
But I'm so tired.
I'm so tired, too.
I for the game last night.
I know. I saw all your tweets. I woke up this morning. You're tweeting, at midnight.
Well, because I had to move furniture yesterday, so I was tired. So then I had a whole thing of Cafe Bustelo before the game started.
Oh, no, that's
a bad
move.
So I was, wired to high hell. And then Spo said that thing about Deion Waiters, even though he was really praising Goran Dragic. But he was secretly just dissing Deion Waiters. And then Jimmy Butler was doing fun. So Jimmy Butler's doing this. He's so fun.
Did Jimmy Butler push someone away from the post-game interview?
He did. He did. He did. He doesn't like video bombs. He doesn't have time for that.
He was not about it.
Do you have Jimmy Butler yesterday with Jason Jackson, Robbie? Him refusing Myers Leonard and Bam's video bomb attempt?
That's right. No, too.
Very much. Jimmy, you've made it very plain. We all should know by now. He is not having any of his video bombs. Not having it. You made it very plain that you don't care what happens as long as it's a win. Is it any more savory?
Go to the locker room, man. Go to the locker room. Great game. Go to the locker, please. That's it, baby. We got another one tomorrow.
What is it that you don't enjoy about the video bombs?
Huh? It's not about them right now. It's about me.
Very good.
How would he have coexisted with Chris Bosh?
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
No, here's why.
I don't think Chris Bosh listens to him.
No. Here's the kicker. I'm going to throw one person in there, and it's all better.
Yeah.
D-Wade.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You say D-Wade photobomb.
Oh, no. He ain't saying nothing.
It's all laughs and grins.
Oh, right. I think they're going to continue to try and video bomb him.
Oh, no.
No, you just got to do it fast. You just got to streak.
You know what would be great is if Deion comes back and tries to video bomb him and then just gets punched in the face.
Really? Really? What are you doing?
Do you want to? Do you know what else? Jimmy Butler is dictating everybody's fun. So Goran Dragic and him, they're arm in arm leaving the court yesterday. Do you have this, Robbie? So they're arm in arm leaving the court, and Goran Dragic, he's getting a lot of praise from the Suns fans. Hey, Gogi, we love you. Hey, we miss you, Gogi. And Jimmy Butler won't let Goran Dragic go back and say hi to the fans. He goes, nope. He had a great game. We got a back to back. Sorry.
Was that when he grabbed him by the
He wouldn't let him go back and say hi to the fans. He goes, nope. Sorry.
Oh, man, he couldn't sing his Russian fight song?
No, it wasn't the Slovenian fans.
Slovenia?
I think Slovenia, he would have obliged. But this was just Suns fans. And Jimmy Butler's like, nope, sorry, can't do it. Can't do it.
So we're back to back. We got the Lakers tonight. We told you that. The Panthers lost a heartbreaker in overtime yesterday, 5-4. Bob tried. Capitals, man, they got the Ovechkin. He's good.
He is good. I am learning this.
The Raiders beat the Chargers 26-24. What did they score? Like a running touchdown with like less than 2 minutes? About a minute left. You're pointing, you're doing, what are you doing?
I was just telling Robbie, you can check now.
By the way, as a running back,
yeah,
you like seeing 9 men in the box. You know why?
Why?
You get past them, it's free sailing.
Right. Keep going. An interesting report last night from the NFL Network.
Oh, I love this.
I love it, too, because I love the coaching carousel. This intrigues me.
This is the coaching carousel I like.
No, this intrigues me, but it's...
PJ Fleck can go to hell. I like this coaching carousel.
I don't think this is... If this happens, I don't think it's going to go well.
I think it's going to go great. I think the Canes are going to have to counter.
And what we're talking about is that Deion Sanders, prime time, has emerged as a candidate for the Florida State head coaching job. Is that football or baseball? Football?
Football.
Okay.
Do both. Sure. Deion's double play.
Oh, they could save money that way.
Yeah, they need someone to place the Wizard, the Lord of No Rings.
Deion could definitely do that. Like, all he's got to do, he's got to get himself a couple good coordinators. He's going to recruit the hell out of stuff. It's going to be great.
Oh, so many violations.
I want the... listen,
everybody going to have a gold chain?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you... I'm going to tell you right now.
Jerry curls for everyone.
Canes are missing the boat here.
He mysteriously got hair to have a Jerry curl.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Yeah, he had a...
I don't know.
Maybe he's getting ready for his coaching visor.
Is that a system? Oh, Deion can't wear a visor.
What do you think?
Deion's not a visor guy.
Every coach is a visor guy.
Can't go on the sideline.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that's going to have better coach speak than Deion?
Nobody.
He going to be... a champion.
By the way.
Can I say, though? Okay, you make fun of it, but isn't LSU kind of just run by a rah-rah guy? Like, Ed Orgeron,
no.
He was mocked. They wouldn't give him the USC job because he was rah-rah guy.
Yeah, but Ed Orgeron's been coaching for decades.
Right.
Deion, though, he's the best. On television!
Like, here. When are you going to learn that fanboy over here is just caught, like...
Blake.
So, let me ask you a question.
Oh, no.
If you are the athletic director of Florida State...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you go to the president and say, we want to give our coach $4 million. Well, who's the coach? Deion Sanders. Well, has he ever coached before? No. Your president's going to give you that money? To do that?
Yeah. Proud alum. Proud alum.
I'm reaching out to my Florida State source.
I mean, they're already in the hole $30 million for that Taggart buyout.
What's the big deal?
Deion doesn't need to be paid.
We need to get Ed Reed on the staff.
Here's what I'm worried about,
I need
though.
Ed Reed on the staff.
Here's what
now.
I'm worried about.
Okay, that's a different story.
Here's what I'm worried
about.
That's a different story.
When I say on the staff, I mean co-head coach.
Here's what I'm worried about. Tell me if you're worried about the same thing. Like, Canes have done really nicely with this turnover change situation.
Yeah.
Wow.
If anyone knows the bling, though, I mean, can you imagine what they could do up in Florida State with Deion?
They're definitely not having a turnover backpack with Deion Sanders.
I mean, think about the connections he has.
It's probably going to be a turnover limo.
Just the limo come pick you up out of the end zone, off the field, and drive you back.
We're back with more after this. Coming up, guys, November 13th, all of us here on The Ticket and our sister stations will be broadcasting live from the American Airlines Arena as we participate in the second Heat Help Cure Radiothon. We are bringing together the power of the Miami Heat, the hope of Miami Cancer Institute, and you, all for one purpose, and that's to build a world without cancer. Tune in all day from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. to hear inspiring stories from cancer survivors and Miami Cancer Institute researchers and physicians, and all live on air throughout the day. Heat players and coaches are going to join the show as well. Let's come together as a community and join the Heat Help Cure in the fight against cancer, because it's us versus cancer. For more information and to get in your much-needed donation, go to heathelpcure.com. Dot org. Robbie, were you able to find Jimmy Butler with Goran Dragic afterwards, where he refused to let Goran Dragic go and have fun with the Phoenix fans and celebrate him destroying everything Phoenix Suns again, because that's what he does, and instead telling him he has to go because we have a back-to-back?
He came back to Phoenix. He had a good game. You want to go out there and talk to all the fans? Come on, man. We got a back-to-back. We got a back-to-back, man.
Just not letting anybody have fun. I love it.
All business.
All business, baby. Hey, when you go out on the West Coast, that's a business trip. It's a business trip, all right?
No day off in L.A. this time. They get them right to work.
Right to work. Nothing to worry about, Robbie. Just get right to it. And then to the victor goes, hey, enjoy the night out in L.A. after a victory. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
That's what's going to happen. You go take that. These two, they're more focused on Space Jam than they are basketball. You go in there. You win, you show them Heat culture, and then you book it on back to the 305, and then you party your ass off. That's how it rolls.
You got time until Tuesday, before Tuesday's meet and greet against Detroit.
Plenty of time. Plenty of time. Plenty of time to party your ass off. I mean, except not Tyler Hero. He's too young. He's not allowed.
They really?
He'll play his video
you think
games.
They're gonna? You think they're going to?
What? He's a good boy. Just
you,
go out
you think,
there.
You think they're going to keep...
He's focused on his defensive assignments. He went out there yesterday.
This is
Bam. Shut down Devin
this
Booker.
Is Bam's second year?
Third.
Okay, so he just turned 21.
Yes.
By the way, I'm
insulted. He'll be 22 this year.
I'm insulted at the line tonight. Lakers minus 8.5.
Why?
Yeah, they're a hype machine.
Why are you insulted? You keep in mind the one thing that it's not even a talent thing.
He just turned
22. The Canes don't have a big man.
I mean the Heat.
The Heat, sorry.
And the Canes don't have one either, let's be honest. But
the Canes don't have a big
You really
man.
Buying this Dwight Howard this
No,
this
but
Dwight
I'm
Howard
buying Anthony Davis.
He doesn't like to play inside.
Yeah, that's not his deal.
Okay.
That's why Dwight Howard's there.
So put him so
wearing number 39.
Wait.
Oh God,
wait.
So
how about this? How about this? You ready for this confusion of Anthony Davis, LeBron, and Dwight? Dwight is the shortest.
Yeah, Dwight Howard's remeasurement got him to 6'9".
But how about this? This reminds me of a situation I was in once in my career. Played in a Pro Bowl.
Yep.
Right? I was technically the fullback. And so for the first play of the game, you have to play your given position. Guess who was behind me? Playing tailback? Natron Means.
Oh.
Do you realize how big he was? He outweighed me by 30 pounds, and I'm in a three-point stance in front of him blocking for him.
Seems silly.
Extremely.
Seems silly. But Dwight Howard, I mean, like, he's playing hard, but, like, look, they can talk all this.
What's up
with
that hair?
This is what happens. You got Lakers window dressing. Like, you had one of these jokers in L.A. who's like, is Frank Vogel the best coach that LeBron's ever had?
Who said
like,
that?
It's one of these L.A. yahoos.
No.
It's been four games. Is he the best coach he's ever had? Think about it. If LeBron would have had Frank Vogel and won those championships, we would have think of him as the better coach. It's like, yeah, you know what? Let's just change all the accolades and history and factors of what happened, and maybe we think some things different. What a mind-blowing take, sir.
Hey,
thanks. Why don't we do this? What if Ray Allen never hit that shot and he didn't win that championship? Would we think of LeBron differently? Oh, yeah, because sports... The results kind of matter because it's sports.
Sports.
So this guy wants to go out there and change it like it's Narnia and be like, well, if Frank Hole was out there and he had Dwayne Wade, LeBron, and Roy Hibbert instead of Roy Hibbert and Paul George, maybe we think of him differently. And maybe I would. Maybe if Phil Jackson didn't have Michael Jordan, Shaq, and Kobe Bryant, maybe we think of him differently. Sir?
Excuse me.
Point.
Let me ask you something.
Have you seen Narnia?
Huh?
Have you seen Narnia?
Did you just pull a Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe reference?
You know, they go in the wardrobe. It's Fantasyland.
All right, C.S. Lewis.
Remember they clicked their heels?
No. I read the books.
So, it's funny that you should say that. Because if Pete Carroll doesn't call a pass on the 1 yard line, we think differently of him too. But he didn't. Who cares?
No,
why
I,
you get
I,
so
I
worked
care.
Up? Because I know you care about everything because, other than
it matters. It matters to me.
Hey, see.
Plus you got Ken. Yeah, you got
see OBJ right there.
Yeah, what about him?
That's what living in Cleveland makes you look like. See how he looks all light skinned and dusty.
Yeah, he looks miserable.
Huh?
He looks miserable.
Well, because look, one-on-one, the quarterback doesn't throw it to him.
We'd be much better off having cartoons on the TV here. At least if you interjected with that, that'd
oh,
be cool.
Oh, no. Looney Tunes?
Yeah.
Or Nat Geo Wild?
No.
Oh. Looney Tunes. Oh.
Are we getting Nat Geo Wild up in here?
We missed that.
Yeah, we have.
I don't
very,
think we have that.
If I get some like wild on Honduras, I would like some of that. Like, let's go.
We have very limited TV.
Sound
action.
Like something you smoke.
Honduras,
Honduras,
Honduras, Honduras,
Honduras.
Beast, talk to the corporate. See if we can get Nat Geo Wild.
Give me Nat Geo Wild. Yeah.
Hear ye!
Fill out a
at
ticket.
The hall town meeting. I would like to have animal attacks on my television, please.
I can't wait for this town hall today.
You gotta ring a bell.
I would be at the gym during the town hall meeting.
I don't think you're allowed to just ask questions. I think you had to submit them prior to...
That's not how town halls work.
No, that's how this one's working.
If you're talking to the president...
Yeah, you know, they get to select the questions.
Even the president does open mic.
Yeah. Well, those guys are plants.
Yeah, I mean, they're all...
You believe those people at the debates? No way.
Yeah,
those guys are paid.
Come on.
And I'm not just talking about the president.
Hey, you can submit by email, which is not anonymous. And also, you can put a question in a box, but there's cameras above everything in this building. So, you know, good luck to you.
Hey, sir, who just sent that text about Dwight Howard? You're a bastard.
What did he say?
I don't think we could read it.
No, we definitely cannot.
Hold on. I'll beat it.
Can we give him a silent point or a silent minus one?
Yeah, just give him a point.
Point.
All right.
We can't read it.
Don't read it. But I know what we're gonna chant when he comes to the AAA and he's at the free throw line.
Ooh. Wow.
Yep. Hard times. You ready to get into four down territory?
Yes, I am.
All right, Leroy's going to give us a little football preview. It is a football Friday. We'll get you ready for Canes, get you ready for Dolphins. Robbie's got Magnificent Seven coming up. We got that for you as well. Heat Trivia, another batch of that to win some Heat tickets coming up. All of it for you right here. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast, we roll on after this. It's a Football Friday brought to you by Yingling.
Yingling.
Want to let you know, Beast, he's going to be at Sports Grill on Bird Road for a Yingling Finn's Indie Watch Party.
Yeah.
Sunday at 4. There's going to be great food, great prizes. He's giving away. What are you giving away, man?
We got a 55-inch. Flat screen TV. Good stuff. Giving it away. Sports Grill, Bird Road, Sunday, 4 o'clock. Be there.
There's going to be a lot of Yingling
ton
beer.
Ton of Yingling flowing.
Wet that whistle. That's why they bring in the watch parties. That's why they sponsor Football Friday. Spread your wings, baby. Yingling. Leroy?
Yes.
Are you ready to football it up, man? Go football
yes.
on our ass?
After last week. Whew. Excellent weekend.
I know, man.
True.
Now it's time to get back to
Sans pants.
Now it kind of gets real. Because, let's see, the Canes play.
The
Canes play Louisville tomorrow.
Yeah, Louisville.
And the Dolphins travel to Indy.
Louisville.
Play a late game, 4 o'clock game.
I like
this,
that. Get this, my Sunday rolling.
This will be first down, by the way.
Oh, that.
This will be the Canes' toughest test defensively. Cardinals have put up they put up 62 points against a ranked team.
Yeesh.
They gave up 59, but they put up 62. Not against Bethune.
They're like the Houston Rockets of college football.
They can score. They can score. Now, the better the defense, they kind of come up a lot short. So it's definitely going to be on the defense to shut them down. They got a quarterback that runs the ball, throws the ball. They got two wide receivers that are, you know, pretty good. Keep in mind, Louisville is also one of those schools that have a lot of guys from down here.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
So they're going to be familiar with some of the guys. So, you know, again, this is all about taking steps. You know, I'm glad that I haven't heard a whole lot of talking, whole lot of hype videos. It almost seems like...
Hold on, man.
What?
It is senior day. Senior hype.
Senior day for what?
The Canes.
The Canes.
I thought you do that at home.
It is at home.
Oh, it is at home. That's right. It was senior day.
But they haven't, they haven't made a hype video.
You haven't heard about
not
all
yet.
The, yeah, not yet. Not yet. It's coming. Okay.
Give it time.
All right. We only got a day.
Let me see. Let me check
so,
out.
So you can check it. Let me check out Twitter while I go to second down.
Let me check on Pinkney's Instagram.
All right. Second down.
Check it out.
The Dolphins take on the Colts in Indy. Jacoby Brissett has been limited in practice. And with his uncertainty, Brian Hoyer could be the quarterback, but based on the 11.5-point spread.
Good news.
I would assume no hype videos.
Michael Pinkney's last Instagram post is just him in a suit, which suggests a business. Well, not a trip, but a business day.
Attitude.
TCB day.
Yep.
His caption, last one at the Rock, got to go out on top. I'll allow it.
Not too bad.
I'll allow it.
All right. So the point line, the point spread is 11.5, and I would assume, based on that line, that Jacoby Brissett is going to play.
Yeesh.
The Colts are competing for a division. If there is one thing that I'll give the that'll give the fans a chance is their creativity on defense. They have confused a lot of quarterbacks. They've confused a lot of offenses. They've taken a lot of chances. They've put a lot of pressure on opposing teams offensively, and so I don't see anything changing with that. Third down. From the beginning of the season till now, we've all talked about all we want to see out of the Dolphins is progression. They have progressed.
Almost too much.
The more that they've gotten into the season, the more they've expanded both the offense and the defense. So it's, you know, although you hate the fact that your team's 1-7, it is something positive to look at that they are getting better. Players are getting better. Guys, you know, are contributing. Devontae Parker is doing something. I don't know, like, he's contributing.
I think I saw that.
Someone has to catch the ball.
Gesicki this week.
He's going to have Gesicki.
I think Fitzpatrick described him as, he's reliable.
Gesicki has stepped up.
I don't know if that's the best compliment in the world, but it's something.
You know, Kalen Ballage is going to have to, all right, he was the running back before.
That's what I'm saying.
That Mark Walton explosiveness was.
You ever have 200 yards in a game? You ever do it twice?
He's also out for four games.
No, that's why I'm saying Kalen Ballage is going to have to step into that role, along with Devontae Parker going to have a bigger day because Wilson is out. So
let me show you my Ballage.
You got a couple of injuries. You got some other guys that need to step up. So we'll see how that goes.
Fourth and one.
We could be fourth and one. I have been impressed with what the Canes have done lately, and one of the things that I've complained about a lot is the swag penalties, the swag, the hype videos, the all these things going on off the field that have translated into garbage on the field. As far as we went from double birds to, you know, targeting to just penalties that have hurt this team. And the last couple of weeks, you know, the penalties have been at a minimum. Definitely haven't been any swag penalties.
We'd have a swag injury.
They've played some pretty disciplined football, so hopefully they can build on that. And this will be, you know, come on, if you think about the Canes the last, what, 4 or 5 years, we've been saying the same thing. Stupid penalties. The swag penalties. Stupid penalties that put them in a hole. And I think that if there's one thing that I look at each game is – are they playing disciplined football? Are they doing what they're supposed to be doing? And is that defense playing like they are the best unit on that team? Because you're going to live or die by the Canes defense.
Other good news.
Yes.
Canes football Instagram account. Robbie. Just a beautiful, nice, classy picture. Group of seniors. And it says, Saturday is for these guys.
How nice.
Completely acceptable. No hype videos.
They shut it down a little bit, huh?
Seems like it.
Now, is it really senior day when they have another game in Miami? It's just not at their
home
stadium.
It's not the last stadium. It's not necessarily the last game.
I heard
Senior day is not always the last game.
I heard Macho Marlins man wants to go to that.
Because that Marlins part?
Yeah. Watch a little football.
I got Tell you what, the UM was running out of tickets, so I just went to the Marlins Park website. Got me two on the 40-yard line.
Oh, yeah. This is a rivalry that spans the test of time. Who could forget when Lamar Thomas wanted to jump out of the booth?
We read it.
We out there. He wanted to beat people. Were beating each other in the head with the crutch. Man, we were swinging that helmet. Canceled the series. Plus, you got the revenge factor. Butch Davis back. I just want to be back in the ballpark. I miss baseball. No further questions, Mean Gene.
Anyway, what's the Canes line?
The Canes are 6.5-point favorites.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
I have thoughts on that game.
Well, Magnus 7 is coming up.
I don't know if I'm ready for the Canes to be that big of a favorite.
We've seen now the last that they bask in the underdog role. That is where they like to play. They like that sandbox.
Against the world.
Expectations in the Canes, not that great.
But according to Canes fans, you're going to be that way regardless of whether you're favored or not. So why not play that way?
Sure. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm responding.
They lost to Georgia Tech. You know, it was a big favorite.
Yeah.
You lost to Georgia Tech, and that ain't even running the offense that they ran for years. New offense, new coach, new all this.
Listen, it was a rebuilding week. It was a rebuilding week. I don't know what to
for
tell
who?
You.
For who? The Canes or the...
No, they've won two in a row since then,
Manny,
both on the road.
Yeah, Manny got out his helmet. He got out his hammer, and he rebuilt.
That's part of learning. Look, that's part of learning, you know, how to be a coach, is knowing when you have to put more of a stamp on a unit than delegate.
You know what I think? I think what would help the growth of the head coach, co-head coaches with Ed Reed. Because now Ed Reed could take some of the burden off. And in fact, could be like the real...
I tell you what Ed Reed wouldn't do.
Huh?
Ed Reed wouldn't be out there talking about we four plays away from being undefeated.
No.
He's like, you got to earn your swag. You got to earn your swag.
He'd be upset that they weren't dominating.
That's right. I'm just saying, like, you guys are all mocking this Deion Sanders thing, and it's making me nervous. And I'm a little and slightly jealous.
I got you.
I want great Canes to coach the Canes. This isn't an indictment on Manny. This is just something I've wanted for a long time. I've been wanting Ed Reed to be coach before they hired Mark Richt. After Mark Richt, and they wanted to go to Butch Davis. I was like, yeah, Ed Reed. Ed Reed wants to coach. Ed Reed should coach. Hey, he did that stint with the Bills where he was like hanging out with Rex Ryan.
By the way, Deion actually coaches at Trinity Christian High School, so he's got a little bit of experience.
Yeah, a little bit of experience. Sometimes
he's got his two
boys.
You
know the last time they did that?
Huh?
Jerry Faust.
No, Gus Malzahn was a high school coach in Arkansas.
Yeah, yeah. Then he went with his boy Mitch Mustaine to be the offensive
that
coordinator.
That didn't quite work.
No.
Art Briles was a high school coach that didn't work on.
Are you familiar with Jerry Faust?
Yeah,
he got thrown blown out in his last
game.
No,
he was a high school head coach.
Yes, I know.
And he became the head coach at Notre Dame.
Yes, I understand.
That's not what Gus Malzahn did.
Yeah, that was true.
He went from high school coach to coordinator, then coordinator
Thank
for
you.
Several years.
Okay, so
coach.
No, you don't understand what I'm talking about.
No, well, Art Briles went from high school head coach to...
No, he went from hell to earth, then to coaching.
Were either of these guys two-star athletes, two-sport athletes? Huh? Any of them got their own 30
You are exactly why schools go under.
What do you mean? Deion's double play. Now it's his triple play. How about that? I'm excited. I'm jealous. Go hire Ed Reed.